Can I put this in?
Nah.
By the way, you're gonna
offend my political connects.
By the way, I'm making a new rule. As soon as I press record or record, everything goes.
Okay, you do that, and I'll stop blowing you up.
Oh no!
And then you'll have to take it out.
You can't blow me up,
brother.
Oh, I lose my girlfriend of 7 years. Nigga, so what? Leave me.
Can I close this? Cheers, thank you.
Wait, 7 years?
Hmm?
7 years?
Huh?
7 what?
So who's that? Is that Stacy, Bianca?
No, come on. Throw in some ethnic names, please. Gwen?
Bianca could be, get me?
Okay.
No, it could not.
No, I know a Filipino girl called Bianca. I love them.
Who's that actress, man? The piff one from Save the Last Dance. Is it Bianca Lawson? Is that her name?
Which one?
From Save the Last Dance?
Yeah, is that her name? Bianca Lawson. No, not the white girl. Oh,
bro.
Of course, Charles Moses.
I was about to say, bro.
Man.
When you say Save the Last, I'm thinking, wasn't that?
All I know is Sweet Life.
No, man. You're thinking of the white girl from 10 Things I Hate About You.
No,
not
I'm thinking
her.
About the white girl that was in the black brother.
Yeah, she's in 10 Things I Hate About You, greatest rom-com of all time. I'm on about my man's sister. I forget what her name was in the thing, but Bianca, I think that's her name, Bianca Lawson. Oh,
yeah.
Good woman
there.
My point is, black women can be called Bianca, innit?
Yeah, that's just what one, bro.
What do you want me to do? Run through the whole world, bro? How do you think I am, bro?
I'll go on Facebook.
Before we start, I feel like we should do an intro right now instead of...
Wait, why do you get to wear glasses? I'm going to get my glasses.
You go get yours.
It's not your podcast.
You don't want your glasses?
I want my glasses.
Niggas have got main character syndrome.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I hear that, though.
I'm in a different space right now. I've been drinking for a long time.
Yeah,
fair enough.
We've got two niggas on mushrooms.
We have two people on mushrooms. Yeah, we make
niggers.
Brother, this is called Apes on Tapes for a reason, bro.
You know,
what's the reason?
you know, the new Keys tune. That girl on,
but clean version.
But yeah, you know.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
That's a cold brand. I
can't see my eyes dilating.
I hear that. The glasses can stay. I respect it.
But we got a new setup today. Ludo forgot that was recording.
She said it's been in the bin all day because of the draft, innit? And the Ravens traded away Hollywood Brown.
Oh yeah, I seen that.
He's been in a tiz all morning. Yeah. He was in a tiz all morning.
And
he threatened to shoot me.
What?
Yeah.
It gets wild in the group chat. If anything goes left, Ludo's like, "I'll dunk you."
And we're just like, them ones.
Oh, he's
grow up,
Ludo again.
And then, Chino's in the mountains, talking to the lady.
Is he finding himself? Or
yeah, therapy sessions.
Sound like that.
Yeah, therapy sessions. Yeah.
I love some healing.
Sound like that. He's going to go play drums with the monks and that. And then
you know,
in the Nepalese mountains.
You see when like they're butt naked and they're sipping on some special juice. Talking about the stars are like
that.
Like,
when they get the flower and they inhale it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they start hallucinating.
That's when you're like talking to astrology women. Like, oh yeah, your Uranus is rising in Capricorn. In
why do you know that shit?
Bitch, I'm trying to get in your anus.
Not sure about all that. I'm not sure about all that. You might have lost me.
But yeah, we got ADH. ADH, stand back. Say what's up.
Live and direct.
Yeah, man. I hate that nigga.
Are you really?
Are you here with us?
Are you really here, or are you not? Like,
I'm in stars right now.
We got Uncle Banks.
There you are, inside.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the stars too.
Uncle Banks, is that like an alias or?
You know what? The name's actually Drano or Big Draco Carr. I am really not using that Uncle Banks name anymore.
Yeah, why not?
I retired. But I still somehow ended up worse. So it is what it is.
Okay.
But glad to be on the Apes, you get me? Apes on tips.
Yeah, glad to have him.
We've got Elijah with us.
Yeah, I can't even lie. That's fun.
I thought we was about to go, swoop.
And then, we got, I was about to say your second name, but you retired that as well.
What second name?
Jimmy!
We got Moses in the building.
Yeah,
I think Moses has been on more than anyone else. Who else has been? It's your third time on.
Oh, shit, it is.
Yeah. Who else has been on three times?
Me. Yeah, three times.
When was the first time you came on? Was it the old studio?
This was here. That was for the New Year's thing. And then I came on with the Apes on Friends. And this was my third time.
Yeah. So, New Year's.
Yeah.
The last studio was in... The bando, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It brought out the best out of us.
But if, it was, yeah, it was, you came from.
Nah, but you know what? We can't even do that. Like, much love to that studio.
Yeah, right? No, no, it was
big up my man.
You know what?
Charles, you just called his studio a band.
You know what? Yeah,
the podcast.
No, I said it was in.
Yeah, but Alex let some random nigga sneak in as well.
Bro, that's why like it would never run here because they barely let us in here.
Bro,
there was one time we're banging on this studio, yeah. And like all the white people looked at us, yeah, and just turned to the laptops.
You're
and
not banging like be here.
We was late. We was like banging on the window, and they just looked at us and was like, "Oof, niggers!" Just kept on typing away. They can't afford rent in this place. But
what's on the agenda for today, though?
Atlas, introduce. You ain't gonna introduce yourself,
Atlas, innit? You see me every week. Yeah, or whatever.
They know me.
That's a Mr. Meat. Be easy.
You know what I mean? It might be your first listener.
It might be. Atlas, you know what time it is.
Yeah, it's Alex Alfonso here. And this is Apes and Tapes. It's about to get, I feel like it's going to get a bit
spooky. We're missing 50% of the original cast.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I'm just a feeling right, man. I'm a
fam, I can't even lie. That was the most civilized opener I've heard on this pod in a while.
Yeah. Plus, we've got two out of the six of the Spooky Boys.
Oh, shit. We're not going to get into that.
No, we need to get into that because I need to talk about Craig David. And the stuff that was happening at Craig David was very scary. It changed me as a man. Let me get straight to it. Into it. We must have been chilling in the lounge bit, yeah.
Mm. You might have been the youngest niggas at that Craig David.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why is that Craig David?
We went there for a reason.
Why?
Why? Huh? No, we just
Craig
knew
David.
That there would be
a vibe.
Old. Old.
Right?
Old. What vibe? Who?
No, 40 plus kind of.
Yeah. What color though?
What?
Huh?
Had a few Biancas.
let me get to it. So we were just chilling, yeah, and then this white lady came up to us. It was like, do you mind if we like chill in your area? It wasn't like we had this like area section, but we were just sitting there and we had a few spare seats. As the nice guys, we were always like, go ahead. And then long story short now, she gets to like kind of whispering in my ear and I'm like, yo, like what's going on? And then she goes, yeah, I'm 40. I've got like 2-3 kids. And then I was lying. I was like, yeah, I'm 42. And then...
you say you got a green injury as well.
And then I was like, and then she goes, yeah, but you don't look a day over 20. That's because you're black, you cunt.
Okay, wait.
Whoa.
I said, you know when you got to take off your glasses to hear better? I said,
that's that racismo. Let me tell you something. You see that, yeah? That's like, how old is she, 40?
Yeah.
That's like 33 years of hate.
But
like,
no. So I think, before I say anything, I don't think it was hate. It was more of a fetish. So,
do you know what? Do you know when she says it?
I need to tell you the second bit of the story.
You cunt. Nah.
No. The way white people be getting cunt off is like,
any kind of word.
Yeah, like a friendly term. Like, but nah, so.
That's because you're black, you cunt. Yeah. Yo.
So I was.
Yo, that's a.
Bro, John so then, Terry got
backhanded.
Yeah. So then I was just chilling and then ADHD and Moses were just like.
Who was there? Just the three of you?
And Jem.
And Jem, yeah.
And Jem.
Of course. Always,
if Jem's there, spooky. So then them two. And the girl are just like all looking over the phone. And then they were like, oh, come look at this. And then I peep over and I seen some meat. And I was like, that meat is big. And I was like, I don't want to see any more. So I just left the conversation.
<That's meat.
laughs> And then afterwards, they was like.
No, but wait, can we wait?
Why do we see meat?
Like we were looking at some gay porn or something.
No, but I thought you lot were just looking at meat.
Oh, okay.
But then
we weren't, by the way, just explain was then, no, we weren't.
Then about a day later, these two were like, yeah, it was crazy how she was showing us her sex tape. And I was like, when? I just came in at the wrong time when it was just pure meat. And I was like, damn, I missed all the action. And it was just
but how that came about, yeah. She looked at ADHD, yeah, and she was like, my boyfriend looks like you.
Yeah.
I was like, well, just because he's mixed race don't mean he looks like you. Cool. She's like, no, I'll show you a picture. So she got her phone now, innit? And then she's obviously scrolling through her phone And I'm like,
one of you was like, what's that?
The camera, wasn't it? I was like,
what's that?
What's that? She's getting pammed from behind, innit? Kind of thing by some mixture that looks nothing
if
like
if Copper Knight sees this, like, you're pissed.
Fuck it. No, but she gets.
It's football related though.
it's
the two strikers versus said, defender.
We say light skinned man, automatically football, left winger.
But yeah, then she was just going through all her tapes and I was like, this is crazy.
Tapes on tapes for real.
For real, bro. Then we called Alex over like, yo.
I came in, I just seen me, and I said, yeah, I don't need to be seen.
And then she showed us this video of this random, like, okay, another mixed race guy as well.
You said it was a good tape, though.
What?
We said, like,
was how many boyfriends were there?
It was a good tape.
I think I'd probably give it like a 3 out of 10. I'm
gonna a 3 out of 10? Well,
lighting wasn't great.
So, like, what, maybe some constructive criticism.
No. White women, like, sex tape is always capped at like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
The tax.
I want to ask something. Yeah, a side question. Yeah, you see,
this
like,
would be good.
You see, like, when you're watching porn, yeah, is it, you need meat in there. Like, if there's no dick in the porn, I'm not watching it.
No. Do you know what? Yeah, I can't even lie. Yeah, watching,
I understand.
Is that a question or a statement?
I understand.
Hey, but do you agree with me?
Watching, I understand that.
Watching porn, yeah, me, I can't even lie. We're watching someone just lick out naan. It's boring. That's actually enough for me.
What they call it?
Enough.
That's enough for me.
That's enough.
You are enough, man.
What's that enough for me?
What they do again?
Scissoring.
No, there's another term for it, but yeah, that's what.
Oh, yeah. Ribbon.
Ribbon.
Yeah.
You seem too horny.
Oh my.
But geez. Yeah,
my friend told
but,
me.
Oh yeah. So let me go back to Craig Dave. Oh, so either way, that white lady, she was on one. She started doing the worm. Her batty was showing. She had no back.
She was just so sloppy.
Yeah,
sloppy. She came out of nowhere and said, "Do you want to see me do the work?"
Yeah, I was like,
"She's a grandma as well, isn't she?"
Yeah. Then
probably don't get out much, man.
But yeah, then
you kind of feel sorry for them thing there.
Yeah, but then
probably don't get out much. Get me.
Then I'm waiting for the, she comes to us. Yeah,
the final part.
She's like, "Who wants a piggyback?" I said, "What's going on now? Like, what's going on?" So then,
let's cut to the chase. Someone got a piggyback, didn't
they? Yeah. So Jem stood up, yeah, just to go toilet. I said, "Jem, go get that piggyback." And all I know, Jem was on her back here, and all it, like, he's around the bar, like, yo, put me down.
We're squatting in that.
Yo, Jem's not a small dude, you know.
Bro. She's quite strong, though.
Jem's not a small dude.
I'll quite lie. Before we go into it, one time I was just dancing, I was skanking, they were putting some good tunes in our O2, you know, backstage and that. Mm. What a VIP.
You said backstage.
No, VIP in it.
let them know.
And then I'm skanking and she come out of nowhere. She pushed my head. So obviously I'm thinking, this is calm. I lost balance and I've fallen into the chair. I've lost my head now at this point in time. You're taking the piss out of me right now, innit? Like, how dare you push me in front of my friends and I've actually lost balance. Obviously I can't do nothing. I'm like, but please, like, can you relax?
Yeah.
And I've walked away, innit?
She pushed you again, didn't she?
These guys are holding me back, just making sure they get me. But yeah, I feel like, This woman lost her damn mind, but there's nothing you could do about it, realistically.
But even like the crowd was very crazy. Like, it was just predominantly like mid-40s Caucasian. And like the moment when us lot knew we was in the wrong space, yeah. Shout out Craig David, innit? Yeah. And shout out Nipper.
Who?
Nipper. R&B artist. Brought him out.
Okay,
I'll put you on. I always put you.
Don't say you always put me on.
You
got a few things right the other day.
But wait,
listen, I have to because you've brought it up. Yeah, yo, listen. Shout out my nigga Wax, good brother Wax.
Yeah,
we're gonna have him on. Nigga's fucking cold, innit?
Very
no, real talk, he's cold.
Yeah. Which Wax?
Let me tell you what happened. Yeah, we were at like a concert the other day, innit? And he's come on stage now. No, he came into the concert and Alex introduced me to him and he was my guy, Wax, yo, Wagwan, blah, blah, blah. And then I never knew he was a rapper. Alex might have said I might not have heard him. Mm. He's got up on stage now. Alex has turned to me and was like, yo, he's cold. And you know me, innit? I'm mad critical when it comes to music, innit? He said, yeah, he's cold. I'm like, okay. 30 seconds in, I turned to Alex, go, this nigga's fucking nice.
Yeah,
I grabbed Alex, I was like, yo, come here. I was like, yo.
He's rocking the
this crowd. Nigga, I was like, this nigga
wax,
nice.
Wax is hard. Yeah,
I was like, this nigga nice. This nigga is nice. So yeah, we're going to have him on soon still.
But yeah, so back to it, yeah.
So anyway, now, continue.
Now we're at Craig David, yeah, and he said a few things, yeah. First thing, yeah, when he came on, he was just like, a bit hyped. He's like, where's all my rude boys at?
You owe this shit?
I said, who? I said, I said, what?
That cringe, is that cringe worthy?
Do you know what? Yeah.
He's undercover.
Do you know what? Shout out to his rude boys because his rude boys made noise.
Craig David's hard, man.
Oh, he's so God. Wavy. Yeah,
he's so hard, but
yeah. Oh, it was just the element of like
that nigga old as shit. Yeah. That nigga is old as shit.
Then
did I spit on you? No. All right, cool. Fuck you. No,
because yeah.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
He was just in a different space, and then he was saying more things. Yeah, like he was getting his bars off. You know when like Eminem flow, and like he was going for like 30 seconds and the crowd's getting gassed. And then he was like, me and my man them. I said, nah. I said, he's cold.
Do you know what kills me? Is when they put plurals on it. What do you mean man them's? Like man them is the plural.
Yeah, bro.
So I was just like, to be fair, I enjoyed myself so much. Like he done his like old school stuff, then he done his T5.
It's Craig David.
It's all of that, bro.
That's
the booty man can't.
What were you man expecting from a Craig David show, though, in terms of the crowd?
There's free tickets, man.
No, in terms of the crowd, I mean.
Talk like, to
what
the
expected? Like.
Over 40 hours. Yeah. We knew what we were stepping into.
Yeah, 100%.
We're stepping into spooky hours, and
of course he did.
What are you talking about?
You lot were expecting
majority
a parking
of the crowd was was black.
But no, that was an experience, and should I even? I don't even know if I should bring it up.
Bring it.
Bring what?
Bring it up.
The NSG concert.
Oh, I wasn't even there.
Oh shit! But yeah. you heard the aftermath. Alright, so obviously Key is performing like supporting NSG, yeah.
Shout out Kia Keys.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm there, I'm gonna get burst. I went by myself and then bumped into Keys later. Then we're just drinking back to back. Then I get yard now. I was like, I'm in a different space, man. Like the drink we're drinking, like it was hitting me. You know when you're in bed, yeah?
And it's spinning.
And your room's spinning.
Yeah.
So now, how do I put this?
He was looking at the ceiling for
this. I should have put a camera on him, man.
ADHD in space.
Who's in space?
Yeah.
You need to cut that, by the way.
Yeah, I'll cut it.
I am in the
You can hear ain't got a job.
The West Coast, I know he can hear the whole room right now. He can hear outside right now.
Yeah.
So wait, get back. We're in your room right now. Everything's spinning.
Pause.
So yeah.
Wait, who's in the room?
Yeah,
you two together or no, just him on his own? Oh, okay.
So I'm
playing.
If
it's me.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I know my meat.
I'm banning that word from the rest of the podcast. Yeah. No one's allowed to say meat.
Why? Why?
Because it's my podcast. All
right, cool. Wait. Let me. Can I tell the story?
Go on.
So now I've gone to sleep now, and I have walked into my parents' room, butt naked, bro. But it's dark, so my mom's like, she's like, who's that? And I was like, it's me.
It's me.
And then she's like, who's me? And she's like, what are you doing here? She's like,
why
I was
are you naked.
I was like, I was like, I'm looking for Alex and Craig. So that's my brother. And she's like,
wait, your brother's name's Alex?
No, Craig.
Craig.
Wait, you say you're looking for Alex and Craig.
So I'm looking for Alex and Craig.
You're looking for yourself.
Yeah, so she's bugged out thinking, who's in the room if they're looking for Alex and Craig? So I've gone to her curtains, I'm looking out.
Your cheeks just... Wait.
Bro, so then I've walked out now and she's gone, Alex! And then you're not meant to wake people up when they're sleepwalking, innit?
Yeah.
So I've woken
why not?
So no, I've, no, woke, no, I've woken
it's
up...
It's very dangerous.
I've woken up, yeah? Yeah. My heart's racing and I've peed onto the carpet. And I was like,
why are you telling this story, bro?
I had to tell it.
I told him, like, don't need to say it.
Then,
you don't need to do this.
So then, yeah, I was just like, I've gone back to bed now. And I was like, that weren't real. I was like, I'm going to go downstairs and act like. So I'm eating breakfast with my mum. And
that was the worst awkward breakfast.
No. It's going mad smooth. And then, like, we're just talking about, like whatever we was talking about. And she gets up. And she walks out and she comes back and she's like, we're not going to talk about last night. Hey, I'm like, God damn, it was real. And then I was like, yeah, I thought it was a dream. like when I woke up, I dead because
You must have been twist.
Yeah. So then I woke. So when I went back to sleep, I woke up on the side of my bed sitting up. So it was nothing was making sense.
Yo.
And then
they can set up like Michael Jackson in the Billie Jean video.
So then I was just like,
nah,
not way today.
Off. I was thinking I am never sleeping naked again. Ever.
Why were you doing it in the first place?
Don't you not sleep naked?
Nah, man.
Nah, too much like
Oh yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Movement, bro. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, like, because...
Nah, you know, I prefer underwear, bro.
Yeah, because I feel like too vulnerable if I'm naked, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah. Yeah, only thing is like, if a robber comes in...
It's not even that. I'm just too free, innit?
I'm pulling out the meat.
I already told you niggas, innit? Like, I sleep on my front, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
Sleeps like a bad bee.
Oh, wow.
Niggas...
Booty in the air.
That's what I'm thinking.
But chicks don't sleep on their front. Like, that must be one that's comfortable for a chick because of their boobs, nah?
Yeah, of course.
They sleep on their
side. Exactly, like a bad bee.
Mm. But yeah, you sleeping.
Anyway, I sleep on my front, right?
So your mom's by your side like this?
Yeah.
Or you're the Jesus thing.
That's not the Jesus thing.
If you're sleeping like this, I hear it.
Yeah, it's like that. But you know what? I told the story about that time where I thought my arms fell off, where I slept on my arms for the whole night and I woke up in the middle of the night, yeah? And I, like, my arms, I'm talking G, from my shoulder down, were completely numb and I was bugging because I couldn't move them. Like, I couldn't get out of bed. I was like, imagine like being in bed and you're just like, I couldn't get out of bed.
But that's that nugget porn still, but.
That's that what?
Get out. Get out.
You know what? I was thinking it, but I was like,
you know about nugget porn?
No.
Wait, I'm saying nugget porn, yeah. You know the directors have to insert them like a puzzle.
Why do you know this?
I'm just gonna move here.
So how do you think the nuggets just
what are we doing?
So wait, you've never thought, yeah? How do you put your meat in a girl? You use your hand.
I don't watch nugget porn. That's the real.
But no, I don't watch nugget porn.
Me neither. But
it's just if you use your head.
Think about it.
Someone has to. Have you ever had trouble with a babe where you can't really find the hole? It's like a little dark, and she helps you out.
Yeah.
There's no hands.
Exactly. So she can't help you out. So the director has to come.
But how do you guys know this?
It's just common sense.
Think about it.
I've never even like
using your common sense sufficiently
to think about it.
You lot are crazy, man.
No, but you've never thought about nugget, nugget sex.
Okay, why would I think of that? Tell me, answer the question. Why would I think of that?
Bit of a nugget phobia there, if you.
You know maybe.
A little bit.
Maybe. I don't want to see like you got crazy.
Do you know what? Yeah,
got crazy.
Have you ever thought about putting blue tack? Enough blue tack on like a nugget's back and just stick it on.
Do you know how much blue tack you got? Brother, what's in that juice over there, bro?
I told you.
Shit.
This is that hocus pocus, bro.
Well, are both those drinks yours?
Yeah, man.
That's got it. Bro. They're moving,
Nigga, sip of that. He's sip for that. He's sip of that Tingus Pingus, bro.
Before or after you tap the porn? That's what I'm trying to figure out. But you can't just set them up like a dildo and just put them on the wall edge.
Hey, we can speak about that though. Like, women, like, you see the whole sex toy shaming thing that women do. Like, men them can't have like the booty blaster, but they can have dildos and fuck them.
Bro.
You see that dildo that sticks against you? And they're throwing it back crazy. The wall's shaking like
God damn. Never seen you move like this.
But if I get a pocket pussy out, they're calling the police.
Has anyone bought one though?
No.
I'm saying.
Have you?
Yeah.
Huh? What? I will beat my dick to eternity. I will never, ever buy one of those.
Alice, wait. How did it feel?
I can't lie, I used it once, I never used it again.
Whack.
it was a machine one, the one that goes.
You got the machine.
I got the machine thing.
How
much should I set you back? How much should I set you back?
Pinky almost.
£50.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what that's saying, pinky?
Crazy? Do you know what's crazy? Because when I'm horny, I slap on the laptop, you gotta charge it up. You got like,
what do you mean? That was pre-charged.
You got to plan it.
What do you mean?
You got to plan your horniness.
I'm rewarded. I'm planning the knot.
That's not authentic, man.
I said plan. I'm the knot. I'm always horny, so it's fine, bro.
I hear that.
You want to borrow it?
I've cleaned it already. Sterilized. No, how'd you clean
it, though? That off camera and you'll get the real answer. He's gonna show up like Smithers.
I'm not gonna say his name.
Show up like Smithers. In the car.
I just wanted to see what the hype was.
I'm not gonna say his name until we can come on here and speak for himself. But yeah, he came. He was like, yeah, someone sent me like a new sex toy.
Oh.
And it's like a pump.
Is it someone who's been on here before?
No, it's like a pump.
Is it someone that I've met?
Does his name rhyme with Kem? I might buy this thing. I wonder what it's called.
Does his name rhyme with Kem?
I'm not even gonna say it today. But yeah, he says he's like got a pump and it like kind of makes your dick a little swollen a little bit. And I said, God damn.
Swollen?
Yeah.
Swollen.
What is it for use for before you do the
So like before you do the mad thing?
Oh, I know what that is.
What like is it supposed to like
they give it like a little pump?
Like a bit of girth.
You know like
like back in the day, like
2007, 2008 times, you used to do like a little bit of weights before you go out.
Wait. The perfect example.
There's a film when it's in. I'm trying to think about it. There's a reference.
Wait, you see in the morning, yeah.
Them man were wild.
You see in the morning, yeah, and your body's looking good.
Yeah.
Because of that, that's like it gives it that kind of gives it a little.
God damn, nigga.
I need that link. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Go buy that on Amazon.
Have you had that as well?
Nah, I ain't had it. I just seen it.
But you seem like the type of person that will try out anything kind of thing.
I will try out a majority of things.
Nah, that reminds me of one guy, yeah.
Wait, go on.
Nah, it was an American dude. I don't know if he liked it or if he bought it, but it was like a booty. It wasn't even a booty master. It was like a madness, innit? Like a crazy, crazy like sex toy, but one that you obviously have sex with, innit? I don't know if he liked or if he bought it.
Wait, was it just like half the body?
Yeah, it's like half the body. Yeah. So it's come up as whatever, like this on Amazon. I came up with his Twitter, innit? And then the tweet under it was like...
That's McNeil.
It was like, no, it wasn't McNeil.
It wasn't McNeil.
I'm talking about something else, listen. So the thing come up, I can't even say it, I'm laughing so much. The thing come up and then the tweet under, it was him, he was like, hey, yo, how you unlinked your Twitter from your Amazon?
Bro. Wait, so he purchased it and it went on top?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was like, hey, yo, how you want to get it from your Amazon?
You know what?
You don't need to read the reviews underneath.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to get a little help. But what I was saying, yeah, I was like, I messaged you about it before. I was like, damn, you really got OnlyFans?
Oh, yeah.
You got OnlyFans?
Yeah.
What?
What's that? What's that all about?
I was like, damn. What really be going on over there? You see where you're hovering over the link?
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on behind doors?
What are you saying, mate, rates for man and
you know what? I did it just for fun.
Am I going to have to pay full price for that?
I don't really want you on it.
I hear that. I'm here trying to support black businesses and that, but I hear that.
ADH is close to supporting.
ADH, what's your views on the OnlyFans, male OnlyFans?
I'm there.
I can't lie, Trey Songz made an OnlyFans. Not Trey Songz. 100%. Tiger made an OnlyFans.
So did Wiz.
And
niggas like, just doing freestyles.
But if no, not even that. It was DJ Khaled and Fat Joe made an OnlyFans and they were like doing motivational talks.
I can't even say imagine you're horny and you go on DJ Khaled's. If you're horny and going on DJ Khaled's profile, you already fucked up. So.
Now, what I was going to say was that Tiger made one. And he was just like smashing all these Insta shorties that have like bare followers, innit? So it was niggas that was subscribing to his thing because they just wanted to see these things get
I hear
you. So what was your motivation for making an OnlyFans?
You know what? I want to see if I can make bread, even if it's like a $10, just to say I did it I did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm not even fussed anymore. I did it, but I understand how much work you would have to put in it if you want to get
content creating.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I was like, you know, what? I ain't got time.
So like. What kind of content was it? Was it like solo stuff or like?
I did a bit of both, you know.
How's man do the solo thing, boys?
You just beat his dick off the camera, innit?
I didn't beat my meat. That's the man was just doing quick, get me teased. I was surprised anyone even signed up, and they did. And I was like, you know what?
Well, you had subscribers, yeah.
People subscribed, yeah. I was generally.
You know what? Because it's a gap in the market right now. Because there's not many male only fans. It's like,
bro. I can't even lie. Don't ask me how I know this, but them man, they be fucking.
Don't do it.
He done it.
they be fucking everyone, bro.
Is he alright, bro?
No, he's not. He's not.
You know what it is? It makes you wonder.
That man there finito.
Yeah.
What were you saying, sorry?
Bro, them male only fans, them man be fucking all the bitches, bro. I can't even lie.
You know what? I think it pops more in other countries though. America and that where
like America.
Here now you have to find the boonies and the goonies and the all
Like the women of today in London, they're not on the only, not really on the OnlyFans thing. They're some, really just on being
some are, but
the ones that are, you won't slide on them. Let's be real.
The ones that are, you wouldn't know.
The ones that are, you would not slide on them.
Yeah, I hear that Akasan slander, by the way.
Huh?
You heard me.
The Akasan? Nah. Yeah.
What's wrong with a woman wanting to go Akasan and that?
Bro, get out on the first date.
No, but the thing is, I don't have a problem with it because I'm not gonna take you there. No, wait. Yeah, someone will take you there. Like, my thing is this, yeah. I don't have an issue with women having high standards or whatever. I won't meet them.
Yeah, word.
But there's someone out there that will. There's someone there that's gonna take you Akasan and that and all that, all them thing there the first day. I won't do it.
It annoys me because I wanna beat.
You're gonna have to lower your market
because I ain't got the funds.
But then you're gonna have to get me.
But back in the days,
bro, live it how you get it in.
But back in the days, the inflation price is not matching.
See, that's the thing about the old days is they're the old days.
I mean, it's
as simple as that.
Like my pay staying the same, national insurance going up, and now the price of women going up.
Price of living going up.
Yeah, I can't do this shit no more.
I would say it's cheaper to die, but you got funeral.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro.
That's not my process.
I met this lady at bingo and she was mad gas. So I said, what's good?
Yeah. How old was this woman?
She was about 90. Nah, but we was connecting on a vibe. It was connecting on a vibe that was more spiritual.
Niggas really went bingo.
But yeah, so I met her.
She was almost in the spirit and world.
And I was like, what's cracking? Like, you seem in a very good mood, but you're in a wheelchair, like, kind of. But then.
I said, but you.
You know, but not in a wheelchair. Like, she's obviously very old and frail.
Yeah.
So then she was like, yeah, I just paid off my funeral last week. So I'm out celebrating a bingo. I said, you know what? That's a wavy thing to say.
Paid off whose funeral? Her own funeral.
Her own funeral.
God damn, she's.
Shit.
She's wiling.
Prepared, bro.
I said, boy, that's. That's something.
But you know what? You don't want to give the burden to the family, though, innit?
Hey, yeah.
All I'm saying, when I'm passed, I feel so sorry for my family. You got parking tickets.
They don't write that shit off now.
You got parking tickets, scorned women. You got.
Scorned women.
Imagine that, like, one of my biggest fears, yeah. I'm not even talking about funerals now because we don't talk about death. Imagine going to your wedding, yeah? And a couple. Girls that you've dealt with in the past.
Do you want to pull up?
No. Just no, but imagine.
Congratulations!
What have you told them to pull up?
No, but like, must have the girls that you're still friendly with that you've dealt with, no?
No, I can't lie, but we cut off loose ends, but I don't know about all that.
I do, but I don't think they'll pull up on my wedding, though.
Nah.
They pull up,
you ain't seen that Neymar video where he's at the wedding of his ex, and he's just standing there.
Just standing there.
No, I ain't even seen that.
Bro. And they're off.
Bro, I swear to God, yeah, if I was the groom, I'm punching up Neymar. I can't lie. Man is standing there looking at my bride like, well done. Fuck off, man.
Can't lie. If I pull up to an old shorty's wedding, I'm going to have to rent out the AP. On the wrist.
Rent out of the AP.
Yeah, the finest. Look like I'm getting married that day. I might even disrupt it. Ayo, we can still work it out. We can still, huh?
That's how you get rushed by the groom party. That's when you get rushed by the groom party.
Just the groom.
Hey, if I
don't call me.
If I get rushed and I land one punch, I won. I won.
If you get rushed, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, someone's got to hold something. Yeah. Someone's got to hold something.
Something, yeah. I'm taking someone down with me.
And be like, but. Oh, that's what I want to talk about. That nigga.
Saying the hocus is pocus.
That hocus is pocus.
Man is just wicked like his
wife. But you lot see that nigga in Parliament watching porn?
Yeah, they give me for that Cheeto.
Bro, I was just there. I was thinking, bro, first thing came to mind.
Yo, he has to get punished.
Wait, bro, was he in the House of Commons?
He was like in the House of Commons, I believe, and he was watching porn.
Bro. I was just thinking, yeah, sometimes it gets like that. I don't want to be...
It doesn't.
I told you, niggas, sometimes, yeah, you ever been so horny, you couldn't stick to work?
I got two questions.
That's it.
No.
I got two questions, and wait, you guys wait, can
to
decide.
Beat something.
No, you ever been so horny, you have to call in sick to work?
No. But I mean, like, to hit something or...
No, just to... You can't be at work.
Bro, I can't be here right now. I cannot be...
I have two questions.
If you called a day off and to go hit some coochie, like, and then...
Nah, there's been a couple...
If you just stayed at yard...
But do you know what? Cool. So have you ever been horny at work?
Yeah.
Have you ever
Destic? That's what it's called, bro.
What's the next?
I'm horny, nigga. I'm horny right now.
Have you ever beat your meat at work?
Yeah. Pause.
Wait. Let's be left. This is a safe space, guys.
Have you ever what?
Beat your meat at work?
No, you're crazy.
No.
Now you've lost it.
Are you beating
now
your meat?
Wait, now you've lost it.
You're crazy.
The thing is, yeah.
Are you beating the meat and sending a video to someone or just beating your meat?
No. The worst thing I've heard is...
Wait, I don't even know what's crazier.
I'm hearing mad stuff.
The worst thing I've heard is that a girl squirting at work. I said...
said,
nah. Hey, Square is mad extra.
Video.
Whoa, whoa. It wasn't to be. That's what.
Hey, hey. What happens in a certain city stays off. In a certain city.
But no, I'd done it once.
Done what once?
I was like 16-ish.
Where were you working?
Sports director or something.
No, I was working at
JJB.
Is that when you were doing that apprentice job that I was paying you like 2 jibs an hour?
Yeah, no. They'll pay me good money for 16. They'll pay me like 1,500 a month for apprenticeship. I wasn't
good for 16 years old. I would have fell off.
I would have been out.
I'd have fell off.
Apprenticeships are mad, bro.
You give me 1,500 a month at 16. I'd have fell off.
There was one New Year's party, and like when I came through with the Ciroc, that was like I came through with 10 bottles on my way.
What were you doing as your apprenticeship?
So it was like fiber planning. So
like broadband demand.
So it's like broadband. So you actually planned the work. So like you.
Oh rah.
So yeah, they were paying like 1,500. I was like,
wait, hold on. You beat your meat in the bathroom there,
bro. You know the ones, yeah. I was mad horny, and I'm 16, yeah. And you know when like there's not a lot going on at work, and like you're texting someone, and I was like, bro, and then you stop texting them, and you're still bricked up, and like you're trying to type emails, and it's just there. If your meat's still bricked up after 15 minutes of just trying to ignore it,
you have a problem.
No. It's not that.
You know what's worse than that, though? Is being at work, yeah, and like having cheeks patterned for after work.
Yeah, because you can't, you're not concentrating.
Just not concentrating. My man.
My fucking up emails and shit.
My man traveling. I'm also like telling like customers and that, oh, I love you. Like, I didn't emails and that. Crazy. Niggas bricked as hell.
My bad. No, like 16, I was mad. I think that was like my horny peaks.
Yeah.
And yeah, like it happens. You can't back me up.
It doesn't
Please.
Happen.
Nah, man, I can't back it because I didn't work in an office space.
Oh, damn. You can't back me up?
Wait, I know niggas was, wait,
I
sorry.
My memory back.
Yeah. I know niggas was beating their dick in the changing rooms and that. Don't do that.
What?
Don't do that. Oh. I saw the Saliba video.
No. But Saliba was on a different thing, though. I don't want them French men on a different thing.
You're a fucking liar.
I swear to
you. So bro. you're telling me none of the white boys ever joke, beat their dick in the changing room?
It was black man in the team, innit? Yeah, and there was like maybe 3 white guys. You know, they still run the little, the banner on the other side.
Yeah.
That banner where they're like, let me say it.
No. Well, nah, none of that in the changing room, bro.
Yeah, like, fair play.
Like, it's a bit too.
The French guys do you wild, though.
The thing is, there was no privacy, bro. Like, the thing, you'd be busting the shit in the changing room, and then someone would just, like come over the top of the thing. And the camera, like, I ain't busting this shit. You can't relax in here, bro. But no,
that's wild, bro.
You said you had 2 questions to ask. Do you remember?
I forgot what they were. No, about the House of Commons thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Number one is, what's his punishment? Number two, who was he watching?
Lisa Ann.
Yo, probably.
Lisa
you know
Ann is shit, by the way. Not
but you know what? But you know what it is? She's like MacD's. Like, MacD's is shit. But if you go to MacD's, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know exactly.
You know what you're getting.
She's not putting in no work.
Yeah.
There.
It's just old, reliable. Get me.
The trusty.
It's like James Milner, reliable, wasn't it? Nothing crazy, but just mad reliable. Get me, consistent.
Come in after 60 minutes.
Wait, no Bridget. Yeah. B.
Huh?
No Bridget B.
You going too far in the logbook?
Bridget B. Oh, my bad. Let me say my G.
Yo, what you guys? No, I'm gonna ask that question. That's
tell us more.
a punishment.
He surely has to lose his job.
No.
What do you mean, no?
There's how many men in the House of Commons? They've all watched porn in House of Commons. He's probably just the one that got caught out.
Yeah, there you go. But how many men on road are breaking the law? And how many men are in jail? It's the niggas who got caught.
They're not doing drugs in House of Commons, bro. Like, you just saw the cocaine residue.
It's just the niggas who get caught, though. That's all it is. The difference between niggas who break the law and what, it's just niggas who get caught.
I think you should get a fine.
It's just porn. We just need to know what porn he's watching.
Yeah, but no, that's crazy.
No, we need to know.
Wait, it's true. Where in the law does it say you can't watch porn?
In the House of Commons?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that.
It probably does.
It probably doesn't say. Bruv, no. It's bad like, vibe. Do you know where that's from? I'll tell you where that's from. That's like walking into a restaurant, yeah, and smashing a plate. And they're like, get out, you smash the plate. Hmm. And then you're like, well, where's the sign that says we can't smash a plate?
True though.
That's true.
Civilization.
Ah.
Like, I don't get it.
I said the unwritten rules.
Like, I don't get it. Like,
No, I can't, like, if he's doing it on... If
it's nigga, he watched porn in the House of Commons.
He's doing it in company time as well.
There might be some policy about disorderly, but yeah, I mean, still porn, so...
No, that shit is fucking waxed. I can't...
Nigga, that is flames.
How did he get back, though?
I don't know how they saw it.
Bro, look.
I just saw the headline.
He's probably on porn now. What's he looking at?
bro, like...
We at work.
In the fucking House of Commons, there's cameras everywhere, bro. Like...
Yeah.
That starts moving mad anyway.
You've been drinking too much.
That bongo shit, bro.
Yeah. Bro, we were at a motive. We were at Oti's birthday party. Yeah? Listen. I think about I told the story before the podcast. Last time he was here. We were at Oti's birthday party. Shout out my nigga Oti. We were at Oti's birthday party, yeah. And this nigga was mixes, whatever, yeah. He was drinking a madness. Thing was green, innit?
Green Goblin, that's what it's called.
Whoa. Anyway, he offered it to me. I said, nigga, get out of my face right now. Yeah. He tried to offer it to another guy, innit? And then the guy was like, yo, I ain't drinking that. Look how much you're stuttering. And he was like, no. I'm always like this.
This is me.
He was like, no, I'm always like this, bro. I was fucking.
Bro, stutter awareness needs to happen, bro. Yeah.
Are you aware of ADHD?
No, he can't. No, he's in space, man.
In a bathroom, what's that?
Yeah. No, he's in space. We probably won't find him.
I mean, I hope he's all right.
He's probably sprawled out on the floor.
But I have a stutter. I have a stomach.
No, you don't. Man.
I do.
No, you don't.
I have to
not.
So appropriate in the struggle, man.
Not a real one, bro. Not a real one.
So I have to speak. Oh god.
Don't do it. Don't pretend.
No. I have to speak slowly.
Hey, fuck you.
If you notice on the podcast, yeah, I stammer a lot. If I'm like,
that's just the rare nephew, bro.
Nah, it's crazy because I can't explain it, but I have to speak. Think very slowly. My mind goes very crazy, and if I get super excited about something, that's when it comes out. So now I kind of just speak slow, like.
Master's, bro, are you 7 years old?
Bro,
what do you mean if you get super excited about something?
It's just a stutter. You can't,
bro.
He's
a fucking liar, yeah. Because mine is actually inherited. It's like a family trait. So
yeah, no, my mom, she basically, I had to relearn how to speak. Ask her, like, she had to. I was 8, and she was going through like my S's. Like, my T's.
Got to start Olympics,
right? I was like, yeah. Bro, I was.
I can start better than you.
Bro, I was in the gutter. Like, I was a big kid. I couldn't.
That might just be the learning disability, bro.
Bro, I couldn't. I couldn't say Spider-Man until I was about 9.
That's crazy.
Spider-Man.
Well, how old are you? You learned at this whole time?
What do you mean?
Like, were you learning to read a clock?
But I feel like there's something else you want
to
say.
No, I just want to know how old you we learned to read the clock.
Because I was late today?
No. Because you said you didn't have to say Spider-Man until you were 9 years old.
Oh, no. Time, I was always good with like numbers.
Spider-Man.
Crazy. Yeah, no.
Honestly, technically, you weren't even really late.
You're 10 times worse, but...
Hey, man, because I can't even lie. Like, mine is actually... Obviously, my dad has it, and then my second oldest brother has it as well. So it's like a proper family thing, but... I fucking love it. I can't even lie because women love this shit. I don't even know
really
why.
You nervous? There's
what,
one.
Like,
what, oh, okay,
they
cool.
love it.
So they love it so much.
Give us a situation. Right, cool. Give us a situation.
You know what? It sounds a bit mad, but back in the day in school, my teachers must have said, oh, Elijah, your start is so cute. And she was looking at me like, yeah.
You got a bonnet, isn't it?
I was like,
she wants to fuck.
I was like, oh, yeah, I swear, yeah. But
it might work.
No, so let me tell you about my embarrassing time, yeah. So I'm beating this one girl, yeah. And it's beating. You know when you meant to say something nasty, yeah?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I said, and I just stopped. I said, No, I just literally started like.
She must have thought her thing was the
and then she was like.
Yeah.
And then she just went. And I said, ah, goddamn. Bro, that was the day that.
When you know what, yeah? Women always ask why I don't speak while I beat. There's a reason why.
Nigga just got his head down getting the job done. I respect it.
Even so.
I said, you like that.
Shit. Even so, like.
Bro. There's actually a reason why, bro.
My nephew's got a little star, and he came up to me and he was like, the kids were like teasing me about my star. That's when I was realized, yeah, I can go to jail for being up a kid. I can't go.
I hear that. Or like, you can just teach the young boy how to fight.
No, he's. It's like mainly like little kids. Like,
how old is he?
He's like eight. He was like eight.
Ludo was having fist fights at 8 years old.
Okay, he's not from East London.
I hear that.
Ah, fair.
He's not from Gotham.
Fair.
He's, yeah, I hear that. But yeah, so I was just like the rage in my heart. If it happened there and then, I'd probably call my sis from the jail cell. I was like, yo, it was crazy. Them kids were really on us. I'd probably lie and say one had a nank. I had to snuff him. But there was one video on Twitter where
oh yeah, what, the slide?
Yeah, the slide.
Yeah, oh, I can't,
yeah,
lie.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was crazy.
I said, yeah, it's either I beat up the kid or I have to go to the parent. And I was like,
you gotta grab the
no, you
gotta grab the girl and be like, take me to your mommy.
Yeah. Then we have to be like, no matter if you're sorry or she's sorry, we have to scuff, because that scuff in all cases didn't happen there.
When a lady tried to kick some other kid.
No, because the kid was kicking her daughter.
So she was on the violence
the dad was trying to stop his son from kicking.
Yeah.
So she's come to you. You don't like you get kicked.
So I'm on the violence she was on.
Yeah. Brother, I would have stripped off my shirt and wished for a
spread. I felt like he was recording to protect himself, kind of thing.
Yeah,
he
didn't
do the mad thing straight away.
But no, Alex is right, because it's like, obviously, if it's like, for instance, say I'm at the park with my daughter and that happened. Mm. If that girl who hit my daughter is with her mum, I can't beat up her mum.
Of course not. So,
but
okay,
if she's with her dad...
I said okay.
Yeah. If she's with her dad, like, we have to rumble.
I hear it.
Like, that's my daughter. We have to rumble.
Signed up for this,
and it's either I beat you up or you beat me up.
Yeah.
But we have to rumble.
Yeah.
You get me?
I can't lie. Yeah, I agree.
Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
We have to rumble. We have to get it cracking.
The way I see it, for my kid, I'd punch up anyone. I don't care who you are, the queen, anyone. If I saw someone slap my kid, on the street, I'd go ballistic.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
But then again, I don't know.
Okay, I think I want to say something,
but I don't want it to sound mad, innit? Okay, I'm gonna just say this, innit? If I don't have children, innit?
Mm-hmm.
The closest thing I have is my little brother, who's 18 years younger than me, innit?
Mm.
He's the closest thing I have to a child. Like, the relationship we have is very, you get me, very paternal, right? If I was walking in the street and a woman randomly came up to him and slapped him across his face, in that, I don't know what my instant reaction would be. Yeah. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
Because way I feel for him, I feel for him like he's my son. Sometimes he even looks just like me.
Sometimes you've got to accept that you're going to do wrong and take the jail.
Yeah. But I'm like, I don't know what I would do instantly, like, because
you'll definitely go ballistic.
In that point, it's not even a thing about man or woman. It's just, that's just my family.
Yeah.
Get me? That's my seed, basically.
I hear it.
And you've put your hands on them.
Brother.
So, but at the same time, I'd like to think even in that situation, I'd have a cool enough head to not put my hands on a woman. But
I wouldn't either.
A little glass.
I wouldn't either, but fam, that's fucking bad.
That's crazy.
Because
why don't we just all make a pact as human beings to not touch bait, to hit babies and that?
Bro,
and hit
kids and that. Wait. What? I feel like everyone's been taught this as a parent, as a kid. My dad always told me, don't hit someone because they're gonna hit you back.
Yeah.
And if someone hits you, hit them back.
Yeah.
Like, that's just basics. Like, I don't think I've ever like started a fight. Because once or twice, but yeah, every time I punch someone, I know I'm gonna get a punch back.
Yeah.
I can't punch someone and get punched back and thinking, rah, this is crazy.
Yeah. You got to expect that kind of thing.
Yeah. Because you're inciting violence.
Yeah. Like, and sometimes it's like, you're left with no option. Like, if you touch my kid, I'm left with nothing. Like, you lucky I didn't pull out the blicky. Just lay off. But yeah,
no. I do hear that though. I do hear that, but I don't know. It's just, I don't know, man. Like, the thing, the video of the kids in the park was nuts, because you can see it escalating.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, is she like,
the kid, started
biting them in it, and I'm like,
man, I said biting them.
Biting.
I'm like, what's going on here? Like, why are these kids getting at it?
But she didn't want anyone to come down the slide. That's proper selfish business, bro.
That's a selfish bitch.
The thing is, parents wouldn't believe their kids like that.
Yeah.
It's probably another reason why my man recorded it as well. Just like, oh no, my daughter never seen that. But boy, for me personally, I would like to say that I'll keep a cool head in the instance. But as you said already,
you don't know till it happens, innit? You don't know till it happens.
Exactly.
Can I ask a random question to spur this away from this crazy topics that we've been talking about for 40 minutes? All right, my question is, if you got a flight at 10 a.m., what time are you getting to the airport?
Six.
See,
Real Nigerian. Half seven.
I'm getting to the airport at 8:30.
I can't travel with you.
Yeah, six, bro.
Half seven.
I'll probably get at seven.
Six.
You, niggas like you living life on the edge.
I put up at 8:30.
You got too much money.
Nah, not even, bro. For me, I'm just like, I don't know what it is. I just have like good intuition. Like, yeah, it's not going to be busy today.
The thing is, I remember I was going to Turkey with my family. Yeah, we must have pulled up like seven. Must have been eating. Then we must have seen a line and thinking, oh, it can't be for us. We got down and thinking, yeah, the airport's bare packed. We were there running, doing time trial through the airport. I said, nah, never again. I'm never doing that again.
So getting past the gate.
Yeah. Bro.
Even if you end up chilling there for 2 hours.
Yeah. Past the gate. So there was one time as a kid, I pulled up to the airport. I look at my trousers and they're on backwards. I said, God.
Oh my dear.
Bro, it was like 5, 6 a.m. So getting to the airport for 6, yeah. You're waking up a little kid at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., bro.
Where are we going?
Czech Republic, I remember. So then...
That's around the corner.
To do what?
That's around the corner. You'd have to wake up that early.
No, the flight was like 8 a.m.
Oh.
We're ready. We got there for like 6 and we're cutting time.
No, but why were you going to the Czech Republic though?
Because my mum used to do this thing like she... get points with like British Airways and they'll keep it like, where do you want to go for free kind of thing.
To the Czech Republic.
Nigga, when you got 5 kids to bring, you go anywhere for free. Like,
I hear it.
I used to.
Like, yeah, so we went there. I was like, mum, trousers on backwards and I needed to go.
Running around like crisscross.
So then, but I needed to pee. Then, all I remember. I
tried, you were that kid?
Yeah.
So annoying,
back in and out, yeah. And then like a bit of pee went on the back of my trousers, which was up front.
You've been peeing on yourself for a long time.
No.
This is the second time this pod, he's talking about peeing on himself.
Bro, oh, cool. I was like, damn. So then, like, obviously...
Still peeing on yourself.
So I just remember, like, my dad coming in. I was like, damn, like, yo. Then he got, like, the trousers under the dryer just to, like, whack, like, air it out.
And you're just chilling in your boxes, isn't
it? Yeah. Like, in the toilets. And then we get back now, and they're like, yo, you missed like check-in by like 2-3 minutes. I was like, oh, man. Couldn't have been on me, though. It was already late, right? And I was just like, yeah. From then on, I was like...
Did you end up not going?
No, we got into the next flight, but it cost my mum a little bit of money. Oh, so I was like...
So it was your fault?
Yeah.
Kind of defeats the purpose of a free trip.
Now we're in Czech Republic, we pay for
it. I would have
been home. Everyone hating on me. But
you guys go to Prague?
Hmm?
Did you go to Prague?
I've been to Prague and it's... Don't tell me...
Did you go to Prague?
I was only asking because like, you said you're going to Czech Republic.
Yeah, I just remember going to Czech Republic, but then I went to Prague when I was a little bit older. And
did you go to Prague for, big bro?
Is that the one? Is that the place with the bathhouses? Is that Budapest?
Oh,
why?
Oh.
Why do you know this?
I went Budapest.
Why do you know this?
My brethren was over.
Your brethren.
Your brethren.
I've never been to Prague.
Yeah,
I went. Your brethren.
Go though.
Well, your brethren like, hoses. Yeah.
I went to Budapest. Yeah, and I tell you, you have the hell of a time.
He would have done it.
Hell of a time.
Nigga, I seen Hostel. I ain't going to Budapest.
No, you need to go.
You ain't seen that movie Hostel? Nigga, I am not going to Budapest, bro. You're crazy.
I promise you, the littest places are the most racist places.
I ain't going to Hostel.
You need to overcome your fear of being kidnapped and trafficked.
Nah.
I
prefer to be... Yo, I seen Hostel. I'd rather be trafficked.
You know, melon is on the black market.
But yeah.
That nigga market.
That's the nigga market. I'm crying. So, you know, good black. Yeah. Big strong black. Lie, man. They get top dollar for me though.
Alice coming. Please.
There's a mad auction.
This guy would pick the cotton.
They get top dollar for me.
This guy will pick strong black man. This guy will pick that cotton, bro.
You see, Atlas was that slave, was that breeding up everyone. The genetics.
Yeah.
We got one.
The stud.
You know what I mean?
He's got a big one here.
Yeah.
He's very strong. Look at his meat.
You know what I mean?
What? Atlas, big meat.
Atlas wasn't picking cotton. He was in the weight room just like... You see?
Like in Django when he made them fight in the front
room.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
They rewarded him with a bottle of champagne. I'm crying, but that movie is fucking flames.
But yeah, I was saying in Budapest...
Mandingo slave.
Oh, God. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Okay. That's something new every day, huh? But I was in Budapest, yeah, and then I just realized this place is spooky. Like it's like I went there and I must have paid for something, and I got back and I wanted
something.
Some beer.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. So then I was trying to figure out how much it was in English money. Brother, it was 90p. I said, God damn. I'm a drink the whole place down.
Do you know what, yeah? There's a story someone told me where they went to Croatia, they went to a strip club, and they must have paid for something, but obviously they put it in, and they must have said, oh yeah, it's going to cost like £60 in our money. Mm. Basically, what they do in a strip club, they add an extra zero. So yeah, this guy comes in and said, you charge me £600. They said, oh yeah, that's fine. They just brought out two bouncers, said, do you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
And you just walk straight out.
So imagine,
I want £600 worth of bitches right now.
Yeah. So imagine now, yeah. So I went there and basically someone I was with, I ain't going to disclose his name, kept on buying this girl drinks.
Mm, I think I know who this is, but continue.
No. He kept on buying, it's not who you think it is, but he kept on buying them drinks. And the bill comes and he's like, yo, what's this? And then he was like, he was just trying to explain.
I know you've told me this.
Yeah, before. This is the menu, like €6 for a drink. He was like, oh, nah. For the escorts, you pay $60 for a drink for them. Jesus. He said, the escort? He was like, yeah, those are escorts. You're paying. And he was like,
got him.
And then he like an idiot. He was like, cool. She just carried on partying. So we were like, all right, yo, boys, let's leave. Let's cut. We're trying to cut now, but three bodyguards just there. They're like, your bill's not been paid. We're like, yo, how much is this bill? But we came up to like 150 each. There's about eight of us, bro. They scanned the living.
It was eight of you.
Scanned the we had to split it. Like, it was one of them ones, yeah, where what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Like the foreign country. The three.
How
the
many
three,
bouncers was there?
There was three there. Lord knows what was at the back. Like, there's bouncers everywhere, and we was like, It wasn't in our heads. We was like, yeah, man, like free, 150, like it's not even that much. You know when a man tries to
burning.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just on the way back, like, hey,
you know when
you're on the way back fuming.
You know when you're in the restaurant and you're splitting the bill. Yeah.
So wait. So they
said, I'm confused.
That's what I'm trying to say. So they said to you, because you had women drinking, right?
No, the escorts are plotted around.
Yeah, so obviously they're plotted around to make the bar money, innit? They go around, they talk to niggas in that
menu and be like, escorts have to pay more money for the drinks that you pay for them. It's a scam. Wow. So then, like, it was my first time there, and I was like, from now.
Where was this? Hungary?
Buda.
Yeah.
Damn. I was like, boy.
So hungry.
Yeah, I don't know, niggas.
I was like, nah, Buda. But you hungry? Nah, Buda.
Nigga got me drinking on the podcast and think I'm gonna be geographically correct. Is that the word?
Yes, it is.
God damn, roll. This IQ right here in my brain.
It is fucking dead, but
anyway. Alex was like, you back in school when you had to do maths, he put his index finger on his temple. Get out of his fingers. Biting his lip like.
ADH was in the group chat, yeah? He was trying to explain something, yeah? He tried saying like PS5, and then he spurs P5S, yeah.
Oh my god.
But you know, like, Apple has like the autocorrect, so you wouldn't. Yeah. I know he would find the autocorrect on that one. Like, bro, I'm right
on this one. And then Moses put in the group chat, he was like, you out here looking at your phone, mommy, why are these letters looking like numbers?
Why are the letters so mumbled?
No, it's so funny, you know, when you type in a word and you can't spell it, and autocorrect is like, yo, I ain't even got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so wrong.
Nah, alright, cool. ADH, he messed up again, but can you spell diarrhea off the spot?
D-I-A-H-O-R-R-E-A.
I don't think there's an O in it.
There
I
is.
Think it's...
There is.
Is there?
There is.
I think you might put the O in a bit too early.
D-I-A.
I think it might be right, actually.
E-A.
Bro, but I'm about to try to spell it.
D-I-A-R. I think there's another R.
H-O-R-E-A. I think there's two R's.
Yeah.
There's two R's.
So wait, what's your one?
D-I-A-H-O-R-R-E-A.
Nigga, you need to go back to school.
I'll go. D-I-A-R-R-H-O-E-A.
Very correct.
I'm Nigerian, thank you very much. Yes.
All right, cool. Who can spell necessary?
That word be kicking my ass.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
One coffee, two sugars.
Yeah.
That's the technique.
One
that.
Coffee, two sugars. Oh, yeah, no. I just know
it
because I write.
Oh, that's,
you're right. You're right.
But you can't spell diarrhea.
Bro, who says diarrhea in fucking football, bro? No one does.
That's funny because...
Oh, no. Because ADH plays football. And he was trying to spell it.
Ah. God damn, but yeah, nah, yeah, like spelling certain words, I can't even think.
Well, I swear, like, if I didn't have autocorrect, then
I feel like doomed.
What? Restaurant's always been one that fucks me up.
Restaurant? What?
Yeah, I don't know why. Bro. I don't know why there's certain words.
R-E-S-T-O-T.
Oh! Oh! I can't, man. R-E-S-T-O-T. We in the restaurant.
Restaurant.
R-E-S-T.
This nigga in the Kevin Durant. I like it.
A-N-T. Okay, man's waves.
But nah, then
we got him. We wait, got his ass.
That was my fucking start still.
Let me ask you lot, how's you lot's handwriting?
Oh, horrible.
Yo. Oh, goddamn. Horrible. I was writing something, yeah.
Hey, mine's traumatic.
Bro, my niece must have came home and looked at it and started giggling.
When I was in school, it used to be like, especially when I was in primary school, I used to get so much work kind of back to me. Red line. I can't read this.
Nah, yeah.
Not legible.
I stopped drawing in my words.
I don't draw my words anymore.
I just do it singly.
Bro, you know when I was in primary school, there was like they had so many different things to separate the mice from the men. It was like you used to have a pen license.
Yeah.
Wait.
If you never had a pen license, you weren't allowed to do your
work in
pen.
Yeah,
pen license. Yo,
You didn't have a pen license. Niggas was getting pen licenses in year four. Yeah, that's when they started giving them out. Yeah, I never got my pen license until like the last term of year six.
Bro,
but I was always one of the smartest kids in my class. I just had horrible handwriting, and they also used to say like they used to make lists and be like, "Yo, if you're on this list, you're not allowed to join your handwriting."
Damn. My one was
we'll try to join your handwriting.
My one, I went for a period of like I used to join my writing so small. Like see doctors like dentists handwriting.
How don't you write like this?
No, but you see like I am 8 years old. Nigga, you 15.
Nigga writing like this.
No, but I went for a period like where like joining my handwriting, I was like doing it bare neat. And then it got smaller and smaller to a point it was squiggly lines. And my teacher was like, "Nah, you're taking a piss. Like, you're just writing gibberish." I was like, "Nah, I can read it. I read it word for word, bar for bar on it." And she's like, "Nah, you literally need to change how you write." So then...
But they need to be able to read it. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah. But then you know when like you're a kid, you're like, "All right, fuck it then." And I started writing like capital font, like
yeah, you're taking
67.
A piss.
Like, read it now, bitch.
You're taking a piss. You're a fucking ape.
Yeah.
No, I think the maddest thing is that I was writing in my exam, yeah, and then a teacher must have come over and looked at it. He just picked it up and said, "What the fuck is this, bro?" In the middle of my exam, it's like. Bro, I'm like, brother, I'm trying to write. I said, "What?" I was called other teachers over, like, "Brother, what the fuck is this?"
Hey, your car.
It was like, "What the fuck is this?" I'm like, "Bro, I'm trying to write my exam." He said, "Nah, we need 5 minutes to read your fucking bullshit."
Do you know what? Yeah, I feel like everyone's gone through that period of like really falling in love with their teacher.
No. There was teachers in my school that I were very attractive.
I fell in love with like my teachers like two times. Like she left and came back and I fell in love with her again. I was like, damn, she's got a hold of me. But my one, she went to Australia.
And they always go fucking Australia, bro.
Yeah. And I was like, when she left, it was like.
She was definitely white.
Yeah, when I was Miss Fritch. God damn, I love that woman. I still love her. Nah, Miss Fritch, yeah, man. She was different gravy, man. She went, hey, man. Hey, it is what it is.
So she went that miss though. She was something else.
There was one teacher at my school.
She read that pistol.
There was one teacher at my school, the back on that. Jesus fucking Christ.
Kind of thing.
Huh? But you know what? Yeah. But with you, it's like when you're in all boys school, like there's not a lot of female interaction on the day to day.
So whenever you come across like a female teacher, it was like, yeah, man, am I showing off? They start cracking jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Punch your boy in the face.
Yeah. I was a woman, I definitely want to work in a boys school.
Huh?
As I always
and vice versa. If I was, I don't think I'd want to work in a girl's school.
If I'm a male teacher,
yeah,
that would be fucking. But crazy.
You know what? Because
one of my brethren, like, he was working as a teacher like, up until like, maybe like 3 years ago, or whatever. Yeah, so he was like what 23, 22 at the time in a secondary school. Obviously, because when you turn 22, 23, you're still like young.
Yeah, but you're old kind of thing. Yeah.
So he can obviously clock that the girls in a mixed school. The girls were like. They liked him.
Yeah.
But obviously he's not going to do nothing because like they're kids.
They're children. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like.
I think it's like normal for like older, Like, we've all crossed over, like, celebrities. Like, when I was 12, I went to, I don't know, Janet Jackson, probably, like, 30 at the time.
Yeah.
It's very normal to be, like, attracted to older...
Of course, like, as a young girl. Like, even when we were in school, like, niggas used to get jealous. Like, whenever there was a... I remember when we were in, year, like, 8 or 9, in the PE department, they had some Brett helping out. I don't know what he was doing. He was only there for, like, a month. Mm. Apparently, he even got fired for doing something weird with a student. I don't know.
Because them are it's abusing.
He was like light skinned dude, tall, good shape. Like,
I feel like everyone had that light skinned dude in their school who was just like, he wasn't even a teacher. He was just like assistant. Yeah. He was always helping out.
But the girls used
that
to.
That guy had the same name as me. I was fucking, bro. My head was gone.
The girls used to bug out over him, and then man, them were moving pain. Pain.
Cause you're trying to chat to like Shanice, and Shanice ain't even looking at you.
Nah, she's looking at my man.
And I'm like, bro, he's like 50.
Bro,
have you ever spoken about like you know after school, the older man used to come in compressors and wait out.
Oh yeah.
It's always the damn blue compressors.
When it comes through the compressor, I'm like
seeing the love of my life getting an hatchback.
You know, just like, it's like what?
So I have a compressor.
But in my head, I remember back then, I could obviously. There was girls' schools around mine and public schools.
What school you were?
Mixed school. I went to Salesian College in Battersea,
kind of thing, yeah.
South. And then there was like a girls' school like not too far from where I was staying. The man used to pull up outside in their whips. I'm thinking, you're not driving, so you're at least like
18.
The girls here, they're year 9.
Yeah.
So the maths, right about now.
But that's the thing, is that back then I was so jealous, I couldn't see that through the rage.
Yeah, like,
My age. But then when I got older, when I got to like 16, 17, 18, I'm thinking, yo, like, you men are these poor girls, bro, like, what were man dealing with?
So my thing is, when I was like in year 9, I just thought that's how the way life goes.
Yeah.
I turned 16, 17, I was like, bro, I remember when...
it's when I got to that age and I started thinking to myself, wait.
I would never do that in my lifetime. Yeah. I see when people like sometimes, like when you're 16, 17, you'd go back to your old school just to check your teachers.
Yeah.
I was like, I would never go back to that school because one, I didn't really like teachers and one, the student, like...
Yeah.
There's nothing there for me.
Yeah.
And it's like, the teachers already hated me. Like, if I went there... They'll just be like, oh, this, you trying to ruin my day and you don't even go here? But it's like, when I see that now, it's like, I haven't been to my old, I live 2 minutes away from my old school.
Yeah.
Like, I look at that place, it gives me PTSD, I can't even lie.
Yeah.
My school was a jail cell.
I enjoyed school personally.
I enjoyed it at the time.
Yeah. I definitely
but did.
I still look back on it fondly.
Yeah.
Nah.
That place was good.
I just remember every day, it was some new shit. Like, you step in, year 7s versus year 8 fight. All right, cool.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I went to a boys' school.
Yeah, but then, I step in.
It was nuts.
It's Kurdish versus blacks.
Yeah.
God damn. I was like, I said, the Kurds are crazy. I was like, bro, I got my 5 lessons today. I just want to go to class. You get caught slipping by Sirhat or someone. And you're thinking, God damn. Yeah. And like, we really got a scrap. He's like, yeah. I was like, damn. And
it's Yusuf's.
Like certain things, I went to a school where I remember in year 6 I went to pick up my brother. My first introduction to school was the Turks pulled up in a massive numbers, had about 4 pit bull dogs let off into the school. Nigga like me screaming. I was like, I ain't supposed to be here. I was like, went back home. I was like, yo, this is the joint you're trying to send me to, mum. Like, what did I do wrong to be sent to that school?
The craziest thing is that. Obviously, the school I went to was right next to Millwall.
You poured too much, didn't you?
I thought there was mixer in here.
I'm crying.
You drank that, you got
to crying. You took that bareback.
But bro, the school I went to was right next to Millwall, innit? Yeah. So obviously,
you're from South East Side.
Yeah.
See you later, buddy.
So some guy turned up in the morning, 8 a.m., and just let off his pit bull on all the black guys in the school.
Oh shit. Was that a white guy or black guy in this?
It was but this guy was in the balaclava, just a white guy, just left his fucking dog on all the man. And I was like, fucking, and we were just all running. Then we go to school. Afterwards, he pulls up again outside the school.
Again, on the block
social
again.
Terrorism.
Outside the fucking school, and just lets him off again. I'm like, brother,
I just want to go home, bro.
The school was actually pretty. There weren't really no beef like that. Mm. Like, there weren't really a lot of... I don't think there was any Kurds, like Kurdish man in my school. Well,
no, when you're from
I don't
North...
Think you're, Northwest was calm.
But when you're from North, yeah, it's like it's very, very common.
Hendon. You're in Hendon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like very common.
I get beef with Hendon for jokes as well. My school was doing bad.
Where'd you go, St. Mary's?
No, Christ College.
Oh, Christ College. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know a few
school
Christ
was stupid. Well.
I know quite a few Christ College.
But we had whites and blacks, though.
Yeah, but like with like North London, it's very common to like even just be just chilling. You pick up on like Greek, Turkish. And
do you know what? Do you know what I noticed about my secondary school, especially, because so many men went to like primary school together. Yeah. You get me? Mm-hmm. Like, I went into secondary school and damn near knew the whole school because half of them went to my primary school. You
yeah,
get
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was if it wasn't my primary school. It was like another primary school name called St. Mary's. It was like everyone knew each other already.
My school was like...
And it's like people come in already. So it was like, they never really had that.
My school was like, if you got rejected from your main school, you come here.
I hear that.
Oh, so it was like, I just remember one day, it was a lot of like different colors gangbanging. I was like, oh, damn. Red flag, green flag, gray flag. I said, what? A rainbow flag, nigga? No, but I was just like, there was so much stuff, like it got to the point where I remember the Turkish and the Kurdish of the
Wait, where
green,
was your school? Edmonton or something?
Yeah. No, like Arnest Grove area.
Oh, okay.
So sense. Turkish and the Kurdish of the same of Wood Green were beefing one time. I'm like, damn nigga, you now because like cause obviously Turkish and Kurdish people they have their political. Have their
yeah.
I was like, you know what? When I leave this school, I'm never coming back.
Yeah, I hear that.
But anyway, we've been rapping for about an hour and a bit now. Hour 15. God damn.
Oh, are we wrapping up?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, I thought we was going to talk about Dubai.
Oh, okay, we can stay.
No, I don't want to. We don't have to talk about
that.
Wait. We put on the clock. Hey, what about... Hey, what's your...
Bonus round.
All right, cool. What's your views on Dubai?
I can't lie. After this, poor party... Madness that's been going on the Twitter timeline today.
What you hitting there?
Huh?
You hitting straight to Dubai?
What do you mean I'm hitting Dubai?
That OnlyFans, yeah?
Nah, not really. You think I've got 50 racks to be paying up these women?
No. You go there to get to the 50 racks, innit?
Oh, that's
no,
crazy.
That's no. Crazy. But Atlas said he would though, so.
Yeah.
You can't prove I said that.
Bro, that log, innit?
What's the poor body thing?
You can't prove I said that.
So basically, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but yes. Oh no, the last 2 days, I know, trust his head is hot. But basically, there's a video going around. One lady is getting her mouth shut on in this video, yeah.
On or in?
I don't even watch it too hard. You know, like that. I just saw it and I saw it dropping and I was like,
you've seen it, innit?
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
It was like a slush puppy machine. Like, it was just like curling in her mouth, perfect little pimple. Put a little cherry on that. I was thinking, damn.
He's not eating well.
We should have ended the podcast.
Bro. I feel like what would possess someone to...
That's what I'm trying to get my head round.
It's like I said, the reason why I feel like these men... Well, first of all, we know the reason women are doing it is for the money, right? Just don't even need to get into that. It's for the money. I understand. Get your money. Cool.
Get your money.
Do you understand, though?
I understand the... Money's money, though, isn't it? I wouldn't do it.
You're a fucking liar, but cool.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But
put your hand on the Bible right now.
Get me one. If you touch a Bible, your hand will melt. Anyway, my thing is for the sake of this argument, for the sheikhs and that, yeah, who were like doing this, innit? Their thing is they just want to degrade someone. I feel like whether it be them or whoever's into that kind of stuff, I think it's like the act of degrading someone to that point, they get off on that. You get me?
No, but it's actually the same thing as like nutting on a girl's face because like there's.
I mean, it's not the same thing.
No.
I think porn ruined that for me because seeing it in porn, I was like, I'm going to run that.
I've never had the what's it called? The urge to nut on a girl's face.
But that's the thing, like, that's the reason.
Because, like, I can't lie, when I nut, like, I want to give you
warm.
A kiss, innit?
Warm.
Like, I can't kiss you if you got my babies or not.
Certain men are not even kissing when they're beating and that. It's crazy.
So don't.
Wait, you're not
so
kissing when you're beating?
I do.
Oh.
You do?
Certain men don't.
I mean, love. I mean, I'm a virgin anyway, but.
Brother, I will get head nut in her mouth. And kiss her.
End it.
And kiss her.
I hear it.
That's crazy. I don't know about all that.
I mean, like, come on.
Not if I.
Kids. Well, I'm possibly, like, if we're keeping it a buck, possibly. Like, but I'm not ever really thinking about it. Have you ever got head and got a kiss midway?
Midway?
Yeah.
Yeah, not when I've. Hey, I can't lie, bro. This podcast can get real spooky. This podcast can get real spooky, bro. If I start spooky. Talking.
This is my time. This is my time.
It's like, yo, like, if I got that, if you got that season in your mouth, get me. Don't be stingy with it.
Cut the wall.
babe, you're hogging all the nuts. Come over here, babe. Jeez.
But don't want to actually get me. Don't want to. No, I don't want. I don't want that. Like, but like, you know when when we were kids,
what?
We were like younger.
I was gonna. I got one more thing to bring up.
Go on.
No, I can't. We were talking about this earlier. Your best friend unfollowing you.
That's all shit.
What happened?
Oh, damn. Do you know what? We might as well run into like. I'll pay extra. You know what? Yeah. Alright, cool. There's certain things here when I
your best friend unfollowed you.
No, there's certain thing I want to unfollow people that I know.
On, okay.
Because I don't like their stories or whatever. Do it to me. People I know. Yeah, they'll unfollow me because my tweets are mad weird, and I'm like,
well, they are. I almost unfollowed you.
Yeah,
I love your tweets, bro.
Thank you, man.
Love that, man.
Well, yeah, carry on. Sorry,
you left them hanging, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
But I understand it because I have the same thoughts.
Yeah,
like so when I say if your best friend unfollows you, yeah, no reasoning, would you take it personal?
My best friend,
mm-hmm. I'll be chatting every day, kind of thing. Best friend.
Ooh. Maybe he just doesn't want to hear me talk about my dick.
Were you still chatting after he unfollowed you?
Yeah, like you dapping up. Just
what would be the reason for it though?
So imagine, yeah.
I'll just mute you. To be fair.
So imagine, like for you make your videos and was like, yeah, like I don't even like football, like comedy, like that, like or whatever. And it was solely because of that. It'd be like, all right, cool.
Just mute.
Yeah. I'll just literally just mute. But the fact that he went that extra step and followed you, but you're still trying that every single day. I mean, some people say, it's not that deep. It's only Instagram. It's not.
Really, I'm gonna keep it a buck. And let me tell you who I'm talking about. I'm talking about my brother. I'll be seeing that nigga posting. I'm like, let me unfollow this.
As in your blood brother?
Yeah. I hate that nigga.
Why didn't you just mute it?
No. But there's some things, yeah.
Is my man out there? Is my man out there? Yeah. Is he schmiz? Is he finished?
Oh, no. I've not seen him. Oh, ADHD.
He's gone.
He went to go buck his brother.
Oh, is it? Yeah. So, but then, like there's certain, there's other people with like friends and stuff. Yeah, where it's like, damn, I really don't like what you're posting.
There's even people like who I went to school with, who I don't even see anymore. I can't unfollow them because I feel it's disrespectful. Like if I've met you personally,
I can't. Yeah,
I'd rather just mute you.
I'm on the same.
Especially if they turn into someone that's annoying. Like imagine if they wasn't annoying before and then they've turned into someone.
But have you ever met that person like where they're mad cool in person, like they, and then you can see like what they post on Insta, where it could just be of them like partying too much. It's just like constant partying. It's like, yo, nigga, you're annoying me.
Is that what your brother's doing?
Nah, he's one. Like, everyone knows like me and my brother's relationship. Like we fight out of love.
Fair enough.
It's just like. Fair. Like 95% of the time, if you see us together, we're scrapping. I've had a scrap with him in Shoreditch. I've had a scrap with him in Central.
That's nuts, by the way.
Bro, there was one time we had a scrap here and a nigga tried to break it up. Me and my brother backhanded the guy and we got back to scrapping. Like, bro, like it's just, I think we're our personalities clash.
Didn't he beat you up in Shoreditch and you like went home and your mum was like, hey, yo.
Nah, he ain't beating me up. Don't try to spin that story.
So you lost, huh?
Did you win the fight?
No one won, man.
Oh, don't do that. Someone won.
Wilder versus Fury.
Wilder versus Fury. He was in the front of the car.
Fury
knocked him out twice.
But do you know what it was? Do you know where he had me? He's like, he had me against, like, you see when that shop shut down and like they bring like the barriers up?
Yeah.
He had me up against there and was making bare noise.
Yeah.
And like, that's what, and like my collar was up here, but then I must have like pushed him back. Like, that's the only thing. Like, you know, if you turn around and my collar was like up here next to my ear.
Yeah.
You see that picture of Ludo back in the days when his collar.
I used to put that in the video, bro.
I think he deleted it from the internet.
It's in the chat somewhere.
That collar. That colour was up here, bro. Oh my days.
But I'm just saying, like, there's some people, like, in your life where you're just thinking, damn, I prefer you in real life than on the internet. And I'm probably one of them.
Yeah, you are definitely one of them.
But
nah, I love you both ways, bro.
Thank you. But the thing with me, my...
Pause.
The thing with me, I can admit I'm worse in real life. So if you don't like my tweets...
No, your tweets are worse.
No,
tweets are out.
All right, cool. Do you know what it is? Yeah, if you put me with Jem,
that's what it is. That's a double team that
doesn't need to happen.
Yeah,
yo, I met Jem for the first time. That nigga is crazy.
He's nuts, isn't it?
Scary.
That nigga is crazy.
Like he pulled up and said a joke that he shouldn't have said that we would not repeat. But like, that nigga got the laughs from the crowd. I was like, only he could find the patterns the loopholes in it. I was thinking,
that nigga is crazy.
Oh goddamn! But you know what? What's the time? Should we end it here?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up here.
What? No more extra time?
What episode?
Fergie time? Oh, this is episode
39, I don't know. 39 or 40. I think it's 39.
One of them.
It
goes to
that 50, man.
Yeah, because you was on like episode 20 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Damn, time flies.
Yeah, you had two footballers on and an entrepreneur / life coach. He could have just backed out a blick and locked off the whole thing. And
anyway, if you made it this far, listen to episode 20 and we'll so crazy. See, listen to my guy.
If you had a threesome before.
Okay.
Anyway, this was Apes and Tapes.
I'm logging out.
Use the hashtag AOTPod.
Mm-hmm.
Like, share, subscribe, and yeah, thank you.
Also, say fuck. Wow, that's for us.
Oh, Jesus,
that's for us. That's
we done. Yeah. We done.
That's for us. Gone.
All right, love.
I said fuck.
God damn.
Everyone.
Fucking no.